Quote, "While training under the guidance of a fully qualified spiritual teacher, one should try to live in a quiet place pleasing to the mind. Arrange an altar having images of your teachers. In front of this altar, prepare a comfortable meditation seat, and either 4 or 6 times each day sit there in the 7-point meditation posture, perform the Lamrim preliminary rite, and meditate as instructed." End of quote. In Tibet, there was a tradition to study the Lamrim while living either in retreat or semi-retreat. The student would be taught one subject of meditation at a time and would continue until stability and signs of progress arose. Here, it is important to choose a quiet, pleasant site as the place of practice, for the natural beauties of the environment imbue our mind with serenity and joy. One makes 2, 4, or 6 sittings daily, beginning these with the Lamrim preliminary rite, and then engaging in whatever is the principal subject of meditation. One begins with contemplative meditation upon the range of topics, and then absorbs in settled meditation upon one specific subject. Quote, "The best way to rely upon a spiritual master is to practice contemplative meditation upon the master's mystical qualities and his or her beneficial function in your spiritual life. Consider the countless ways in which the teacher is kind to you. The spiritual master is the root of all mystical attainment, the source of all goodness in this and in future lives, and the doctor who eradicates the disease of mental and psychophysical disturbances with the pill of Dharma. It is more kind to give a bowl of simple food to someone dying of hunger than to give a handful of golden coins to someone who has every luxury. For this reason, it is said that one's personal guru is kinder than even Buddha himself. The scripture states, "The self-born Buddha is a being gone to perfection, but kinder than Buddha is one's own teacher, who personally gives one the oral teachings." End of quote.